Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A federal court in Atlanta will revisit a Georgia lynching case that's been unsolved for more than 70 years. The court will hear arguments again on whether or not to unseal transcripts. Those transcripts are from grand jury proceedings in 1946 after two African-American couples were murdered. Activists reenact the crime every year at Moores Ford Bridge near Monroe in order to keep attention on the fact that it remains unsolved. Crime scene investigators are on the scene of an Augusta funeral home. They're following up on 125 military gravestones that were found in the home that's been abandoned for a decade. The Richmond County coroner is working to determine if the gravestones are duplicates or if they're missing from the veterans' final resting places. The Augusta Chronicle reporting investigators want to dig up the backyard of the funeral home in case anything suspicious is buried there. A bill that would send billions in federal aid to Georgia's farmers recovering from Hurricane Michael is headed to the president's desk. The House approved the $19 billion disaster aid package designed to help victims of natural disasters. That's after months of political wrangling. It also includes money for Puerto Rico, devastated by hurricanes. Georgia's Forestry Association says it is glad to finally see a federal disaster relief bill passed. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
When Hurricane Michael tore through the state last fall, it cost upwards of $750 million worth of damage to Georgia's timber crop. The bill includes almost $500 million for the Emergency Forest Restoration Program in states impacted by natural disasters. Andres Villegas is with the Georgia Forestry Association. He says the money will be vital in helping landowners clean up
and making sure that the damaged timber that's dead and decaying is concentrated in some fashion so that we can reduce the threat of wildfires and reduce the threat of disease entering into the forest.
More than 2 million acres of Georgia timber were destroyed by the hurricane. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.